So we're doing Iyov, we're up to what's called the 13th chapter, and we're really up to the 4th pasuk, but let's remind ourselves what's going on here. Iyov says, you guys haven't told me anything new. Well, you say everyone knows. Hen kol ra'ayni, I've seen it all. Shema ozni v'tavin la, I know just like you guys know, I'm no less than you. But I, says Iyov, and here there are multiple understandings, this pasuk is a pivotal pasuk. Iyov says, Ulam, ani el Shaddai adaber, veochech el echpatz. But I, so here Iyov says, I'm not interested in arguing with you. I want to talk to God. You know, it's like I want the manager here. Iyov says, I'm not interested in you guys. Now, we'll read the next pasuk, and then we'll go back and discuss the different understandings, because this is a pivotal pasuk. We'll go with one understanding, and then we'll discuss other ones. Ve'ulam atem tofelei shaker rofei elil kulechem. Iyov says, but you guys, there's no point in talking to you, because you've united your band of liars. You keep saying that I've done something wrong. That's not true. You're all, Iyov says, Rofe'ei Elil. Elil means something that really has no content. You're like witch doctors. You got nothing to offer. So your comfort, what are you telling me? Go do tshuva. Hashem will make it better. That's foolishness. I didn't do anything wrong. What are you telling me to do tshuva for? That's ridiculous. I'm not listening to you. You're telling me it's your fault that you're suffering. It's not my fault. I lived a good life. I was a good human being. I don't buy it. So Yov says, you're Rofei Sheker. You're like healers that are liars. And there's no point in talking to you. I'm not interested in talking to you. My issue is with God. And you guys are liars. So that's in a nutshell what Yov is saying over here. We're going to now go over to other interpretations of what Iyov is saying. Because this pasuk, basically, the question is, why does Iyov want to talk to God? Rashi over here learns that Iyov's point is, I really would like to have a word with God. I really want to understand and argue with God, understand what's going on down here. That's the way Rashi learns. The Malbim learns that Iyov says our disagreement is not eino mitzad ha-hasaga o mitzad ha-masik, rak ba mitzad ha-tachlit ve-emtzayim asher samnu lanu le-matara be-vikuchenu. Iyov says my point is to say that God is just. Why? Because he is Shaddai. My goal here is to say, wait a second. If God is the one, he's the one that's created this world. He's the one that said, Shamalo Lamod Dai. He said to where all of creation, to exactly which point it'll go. So then it doesn't make sense that this unfairness will come from him. That can't be. So if I go with your route, that God is watching over everything that's happening down below, there's such hashgacha pratit, so then, in essence, you guys are blaspheming. By saying that God is watching over every point, then what you're saying is that God is doing all these unfair things in the world. So ani el Shaddai adaber, I speak on behalf of God. You think you're honoring God by saying that he watches over every point in creation? That's not so. By saying what you're saying, you're degrading God. And according to the Malbim, we have a totally different understanding into what Iyov is saying. So to summarize, we went first with the simple understanding that Iyov says, my argument isn't with you because you guys are all full of nonsense. You're putting out lies against me. You're telling me it's all my fault. And that's why my point is with God. You're tofle sheker. You're putting together lies against me. The second understanding we brought was Rashi. The Rashi seems to say that Iyov says, my sole desire is to talk and argue with God. I want to understand what He's doing down below. And the third understanding was the Malbim, that what Eov is saying is, you know, I'm honoring God by saying that He's not involved in the minute details of life down below. By you saying that God governs every detail, you're blaspheming, because then all the things that are unfair about the world, God's involved in that too. Migiten hacharesh nacharishun utilachem chokma. If only you'd be silent, that would be wisdom on your behalf, because everything you're saying only makes you seem even stupider. Seyov says, if only you'd be quiet, then that would be wisdom on your behalf. Shimuna tochachti v'rivot sifatai hakshivu. Listen now to my argument. Listen to my debate. Listen to what I have to say. Hal'el tidaberu avlaha velo tidaberu remiya. Do you think that in order to justify God, you have to lie? You have to say that I'm a sinner? Do you think that on His behalf, you have to be deceitful? You think you're doing God any honor by arguing a point that way? Hafanav tisaun imlael terivun. Do you think that you can apply sycophancy towards God? You'll just sweet talk Him, and then you fight on His behalf, and you think, "Oh, God's happy with you because you fought His fight." Hatov ki yachkor etchem im kehatel be'enosh tehateluvo. Would it be good for you if God would take you to court over what you're saying? You think you could fool Him? You think you could tell Him, we only said it to protect your honor, God? You think you could fool God like you fool a human being? I want you to know, God will take you to task, Eov, saying, you think you're protecting His honor by blaming me for the fact that I'm suffering. You're saying, Eov, do tshuva, it'll get better. Eov, you're suffering because you weren't righteous enough. Eov, you just got to do tshuva. Believe me, it'll get better. We've seen it. It works. Eov says it's lies. And God will take you to task over those lies. And if you think that when God brings you to justice, you'll be able to just sweet talk Him, so God knows what's in the depths of your heart, and God knows that it's not an innocent mistake. You just think you're going to get away with it. There's no innocence here, and there's no fairness in your claims. And God's going to still take you to task over it. And there's Hashem over here. We'll pick up and we see that the argument is getting heated. Meaning, Eov's really, he's telling them, you're telling me it's my fault. You just wait and see. God's going to pay you back for what you're saying as well.